Hello everyone, welcome to our Daily Mana. In our life today, there are times where we tend to prioritize ourselves. I mean, there's nothing wrong about that. But you see, when we do it more intensely, there are opportunities where we become so selfish about the things and we focus more on ourselves, bringing about those selfishness outside. And in our Christian life, as we do these things, there is one thing that Jesus actually encouraged us to be in moments that we desire for us to be His disciples. If you have your Bibles with you, kindly open with me in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 34. The word of the Lord says, "And calling the crowd to Him with His disciples, He said to them, 'If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.'" You see, during this time, at the height of Jesus' ministry, thousands of men and women followed Jesus because they wanted to see what Jesus can do, the miracles that He performed. And during this time, Jesus would teach them, feed them, and heal them. But not all of those who were following Jesus Christ were actually His disciples. Some of them, they just wanted to witness what Jesus Christ can do. And so Jesus Christ, as a teacher, as a leader, taught these people of what they can do if they want to be His disciples. And there are three things that Jesus Christ emphasized here. Number one, Jesus Christ said, "If you want to be my disciples, come and deny yourself." In Mark chapter 8, verse 34, Jesus said here, He said to them, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself." You see, Jesus Christ, when He said that to deny yourself, it means that to give up everything that you actually try to put on yourself and start focusing and following Him. This means the fleshly desires, the worldly desires that we have, those things that easily entangles, the sins that we commit, and we start on giving up those things and start following Jesus Christ as we deny ourselves. And many times we become overly focused on ourselves, the situation and challenges around us, that the very reason why we cannot follow Jesus is because we are more focused on what is physical rather than spiritual. And so when Jesus said this, Jesus was actually telling these people to put aside their own selfish needs and allow Jesus to be the leader, allow Jesus to be their guide, and allow Jesus to be the only thing that they desire for. And the second thing that Jesus emphasized here is to come and carry your cross. Jesus said, take up His cross. You see, for the audience during this biblical time, Jesus understood that when He talks about the cross, for them, it means punishment. Because the picture of the cross during their time was not actually a good picture. They thought during that time that for those people who would be hung at the cross, it was actually the primary punishment for them. But Jesus was telling this to them because Jesus would like them to understand that in this world, you will be persecuted just as I. In this world, Jesus was telling them that you will be punished, you will be insulted, you will be ridiculed. And just like what Paul said, that he delight in punishment and insults and all of those things because he is doing it for the sake of Christ, for Jesus Christ. And the third thing that Jesus mentioned here is come and follow me. Following Jesus is not about following the rules, doing certain practices, or going to certain places or buildings. But when we say that we follow Jesus Christ, it means that it is our decision in everything that we do, in moments that when we are alone, in times where when we are outside, in times when we work, in times that we do those things that we have, we choose to follow Jesus and delight in Him. When Jesus was telling this, Jesus was telling to His disciples to focus your eyes on me and follow me and commit your whole lives to me. And so today, in our lives as Christians, it is my prayer that we will not only live up to that title, but we will embody it, that we will deny ourselves every day, that we will take up His cross and follow Him, that every day of our lives, we will surrender ourselves to Him. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, I just want to ask you this. Is there one thing or maybe many things that is stopping you right now to follow Jesus and be His disciples? I hope and pray that you will learn and understand to deny yourself, take up His cross, and follow Him starting today. Allow me to pray for you. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for granting us this time. And it is my prayer, Father, that all the more in our lives, allow us to realize that it is only you that we should follow and not the world. The world can entice us with many things, with many temptations. But it is my prayer, Lord, that every day you would remind us that it is only you that we should follow. And every day that we would surrender ourselves and commit our lives to you. Thank you, Lord, for granting us this time. Bless your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you.